need everybody to stand, please.
I can't hear you.
I need everyone to stand, please.
Say it with authority, young man.
Use your outside voice. Open up.
This is my Bible.
No, raise our Bibles. Raise our Bibles and make our proclamation.
Raise your Bibles as I make our proclamation.
Our proclamation. Come on, open.
This is my Bible. God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today.
Amen. Amen. Please remain standing. Our scripture this morning is found in Daniel, the Old Testament book, Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3. Let's say amen for Brother Carlton.
Amen.
He's kind of sweating today. That's a good thing. Amen. You have Daniel chapter 3. Say amen.
Amen.
Together we will read verses 26 through 30. Daniel chapter 3. Verses 26 through 30. If your shoes hurt, take them off now.
Right.
Daniel chapter 3, beginning with verse 26, let us read. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their heads singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces. Their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver. Oh, Jesus. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the promise of them. Let's read verse 29 one more time. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is
no other God.
What other God?
No other God.
What other God?
No.
That what? That can deliver after this. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Man, that'll make you holler, won't it?
Yeah.
No other God. Amen.
Yeah.
Think with me shortly from this theme, things we lost in the fire.
All right. Help yourself.
Things we lost in the fire. Look at your neighbor and repeat after me. Neighbor,
fire
changes
everything.
See, some of y'all didn't move, so you must not be sitting by fire. Let me say that one more time. Neighbor. Fire
changes
everything.
Hmm.
Hallelujah. Just to give some of you history that maybe don't know the story, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were Jews and had been transferred over to the city of the Chaldeans. And some of the people got angry because when Nebuchadnezzar had this statue built, he had said, they made a decree that whenever you hear the music, you're to bow down.
All right.
But these three Hebrew boys knew their God. And they said, King, look, I don't mind working overtime. I don't mind wearing the uniform you tell me to wear.
Come on, Pastor.
But I cannot bow down to anybody or anything other than my God.
Right.
And at that point, it made him so upset. But you know what? He liked them. So what he told them is, he said, I'll tell you what, I will take you in my private chambers. And then I will want you to bow down and nobody will have to see you but me.
All right.
I'm going to play the music one more time and nobody will see you but me.
All right.
And I love it. And today they would say, King, you don't have to play the music no more.
Uh-huh.
We ain't going to bow.
All right.
You can play it in the chambers. You
yes.
can play it at the marketplace. I don't care where you play it,
yeah,
but because of my God, we will not bow. Somebody needs to say, we're not bowing. So here it is. The king was upset because the king was embarrassed. How are you going to have three outside people come and tell you they're not going to bow? So the king had the furnace hit seven times hotter. Somebody say seven times. And it was so hot that the men who put them, thank you, Lord, let me back up. Before they went into the furnace, they were wrapped up with every piece of clothes they had to make sure they burned. And then they was wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up to make sure they couldn't get away.
All right.
And they had to go up and drop down into the furnace. The furnace was so hot that the men that put them in the furnace was burnt up just by the heat of the fire. But then, fire changed everything.
Yeah.
King Nebuchadnezzar said, didn't we throw in three?
Yeah.
But behold, I see four.
Yeah.
And the fourth one looks like the Son of God.
Yeah.
And when they threw him in bound and gagged,
yeah.
he peeked in and somehow, somebody say somehow, the Son of God had come into the fire.
Yeah.
And he took the heat out of the fire. And he allowed them to tap dance in his name inside the fire.
Preach, Pastor.
Point number one. The fire is a process.
Woo.
Tell your neighbor,
the fire is the process.
Let me tell you, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had not done anything except get on people's nerves. How dare they come into a new land and serve their God? How dare they act like they are better than everybody else? How dare they?
How dare they?
But you know what? Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego was just like Job. They weren't bothering nobody.
All right.
Just going according to their own life. But somebody got upset when it came to Job. When the Lord saw Satan, he said, what are you doing? Satan said, I'm walking to and fro trying to see who I can devour.
All right.
The Lord said, have you considered my servant Job?
Well.
Job wasn't bothering nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Lord said, somebody say, the Lord said, have you considered my servant Job?
Yeah.
Now here it is. The Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they ain't bothering nobody.
All right.
But somebody got jealous. Church, if you are in a process of fire right now,
yeah.
it's because God has picked you out to be picked on. Let me tell you, one of two things is happening. Either God is changing you or he's changing something around you. But the fire is a process. Somebody say, I'm in process. How many of y'all know about process me? When you put me and make it a process, you take stuff out and you add flavor to it.
Yeah.
So I came to tell somebody today, you in the fire because God is adding flavor to your life.
Preach this morning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He added flavor. Who needs flavor today?
Yes.
It is a process. were saying, that'll teach them. Yeah, that'll teach them. But let me tell you something, and you need to tell your enemies this. You might see me go in, but don't walk away, because I'm coming out. Oh, I'm coming out. And when I come out, I'm not going to look like I came in. But when I come out, hallelujah. So here they are, they in the fire.
Yeah.
And what is the fire?
The process.
Part number one, fire is a what word?
Process.
Process. I'm looking at Sister Milan. You know, last week she passed out how to do this garden. So today we planting peas.
All right.
And the first pea is what?
Process.
That's what we don't like, church.
Come on.
We want to keep on doing what we doing.
Come on.
If you are a child of God, some fire gonna hit your hind end when you least expect it. You're gonna have to move, go, and talk to stuff you don't wanna talk to. Hello? Somebody say, help me, Lord. I'm in a process. When you're on your job and folks talking, I ain't gonna be working like this. I ain't gonna be doing this. You better shut your mouth. You in a process. Hallelujah. When you're in the grocery store and you hear people, child, this meat getting so high, pretty soon we ain't going to be able to eat. You better shut your mouth, because what you in? What are you in? When you're in the grocery store, you need to tell them, I don't care how high meat gets, my God's going to make sure I eat. But when you're in a what?
Process.
The children of the children of Israel, the Hebrews, they had to go through the fire because they were being processed.
All right.
Hallelujah. You all right?
Yes.
Point number two. Thank you, Lord. The fire is a preparation. That means you have to go through the fire to get from point A to point B. What did they lose in the fire? They lost their clothes. You know why they lost their clothes? Because where they're going, they needed a whole new outfit.
What you say, Pastor? Preach that thing. Preach it like you feel it.
Some of us are in process now because we had stanky attitudes.
Yeah.
And in the fire, they had to be burned up. Some of us are in a process now because we had nasty mouths.
Yes.
And in the fire, they were being purified for preparation for other places. Some of us are in the fire because the people that is around us didn't believe what we said. So we are being prepared so that they can come on and serve God like they're supposed to serve God. But it's in preparation.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, I'm being prepared today. Psalms 102 verse 26 says, and when the Lord changed them, they shall be changed.
Yeah.
Am I looking at anybody today that's been changed by the fire of the Lord?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Did he change you in any kind of way? When we come to church, we want church as usual.
Come on.
Let me tell you, it ain't going to be church as usual. There's a movie out today called and Halle Berry. Have anybody seen Things We Lost in the Fire? I saw that movie about 2 months ago, and I thought it was the dumbest thing. Halle Berry needed some money when she made that. And the Lord took me to the scripture to understand the movie. In that movie, she lost her husband, and after losing her husband, she went and got his best friend, had his best friend go through the motions that her husband did. And she started telling her husband's friend how they used to sleep together. She said, rub my ear like he used to rub it so I can go to sleep. Say this to the children. Say that to the children. She had gone through a fire, but she had not decided she was going to change. She had gone through a fire, but she wanted things to stay the same way. She had gone through a fire, but she did not want to accept the change.
young people that graduated. You saw them, they came up and they wanted to sit like ain't nothing happening. But you are alive before God. Yes. When you came upstairs, there was fire. Yes. And you had to move with fire. Like the scripture said, it's like fire shut up in my bones.
Yes, Lord.
Well, last week we came in and I couldn't hardly preach because of the fire.
All right.
Who got fire today?
Yes, Lord.
Tell your neighbor, I'm being prepared. When the Lord took them in and the fire was burning, they went in looking at each other. See, as we sit and look, nobody really knows how much you believe God. But when you get in the fire with me,
yeah.
I see you dancing and you see me dancing and we all praising God, we ain't playing up in here, but it is fire up in here today. When you see me give my offering and I see you give your offering, I know you ain't playing with God, but you coming with fire.
Yeah.
When you see me kneel down and pray and I see you kneel down and pray and both of us get up with the answer, you know it is fire.
Fire.
The subject is things we lost in the fire.
Yeah.
When we go through a fire, we lose silliness. When we go through the fire, we lose craziness. When we go through the fire, we lose doubts and fears. Because when God brings you out of a fire, you ain't scared of nothing no more. When God brings you through trial and tribulation, the devil can't throw you over with just one bowling pin. When God brings you through the fiery darts of hell, they got to do more than just lie on you to make you sit down. When God brings you through the fire, they got to do more than talk about you to sit you down. Because if you can't stand to be talked about, you are not prepared to go anywhere. Somebody say, help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
When we sit around the church, want everybody to love us.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, everybody ain't going to love you. Everybody didn't love Jesus. Everybody didn't like Jesus. So who are you?
Praise.
Let me give you a hint. It's not how people feel about you that's going to keep you out of glory. It's how you feel about everybody else that's going to stop your road. Tell your neighbor, I'm being prepared. The last P. The fire is a promotion. When the three Hebrew boys came out, all of his haters were shut up. When the three Hebrew boys came out of the fire, all of those who had unbelief now had belief.
Right.
When the Hebrew boys came out, the king saw them and he said, you know what? Your God is God.
Yeah.
When they came out, he said, there is no other God like the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Ain't no God like Jehovah God.
No God.
St. John, when they're looking at us today, they saw us in the fire.
Yeah.
And we kept moving.
Yeah.
They saw us in the flames. And we kept moving. They saw us in the heat of the fire. And then not only was we moving, but we started dancing. So now the naysayers is trying to figure out what's going on at St. John. Tell them like the woman at the well, come and see. But it's fire over here. It's fire over here. It's fire. And the fire is a promotion.
Hallelujah.
Anybody want to be promoted today?
Glory.
Anybody want to be promoted today? The Hebrew boys came out of the fire and they had to be promoted.
All right.
Because they had gone through some things.
All right.
Things we lost in the fire. And you're sitting there saying, what did that have to do with me today? Because somebody's got a life of fire today.
All right.
And you don't understand what is happening to you.
All right.
I came to tell you it's time for your promotion. Did not we read in Malachi when he is sitting looking at us as a refiner's fire? He's burning up everything that is not like him. He's taking out all the stuff that you are not going to need. He's moving. He's changing. He's shaking. He's raising us up. And he's telling you right here is not your home. I'm raising you up so you can go from faith to faith and glory to glory. When somebody asks you what happened to your negative talk, you can tell them, I lost that in the fire. When they say, what happened? You used to cuss so much. What happened? You can tell them, I lost that in the fire. When they say, you know what? You used to be so standing. Now every time I see you, you give it. You can say, I lost standingness in the fire. When they say, you know what? You used to treat church like the dewdrop is. Now every time I look at you, you headed to church. You can say, yeah, I lost absentee in the fire. Yeah. When you used to sleep with Lottie, Dolly, and everybody, and now God has chased you all over again. Yeah. When they come up and give you a booty call, you can say, no, no, baby, I burnt that up in the fire. Fire. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now y'all trying to feel out who Dottie is. You know her.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Uh-huh. When you used to run errands. My Pastor Smith was teaching last Sunday that when somebody used to come and tell you something because you had diarrhea of the mouth, you had to tell everything. But now God put you through the fire and you know how to stand and keep a secret because it got burned up in the fire. Did anybody lose anything in the fire? Hallelujah. Bad attitude got burned up in the fire. Nasty mouth got burned up in the fire. Lying tongue got burned up in the fire. Too hot to try got burned up in the fire. Can anybody say I've been in the fire? Can you say I've been in the fire? Things we lost. Even as we sit here, our own Father, Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who walked this earth 30 plus years.
All right.
But isn't it amazing? He could not raise up and say, I have all power in heaven and earth in my hand, until he came through the fire of hell and let the captives free. It was a fire. Hallelujah. Have you lost anything in the fire? Did you lose anything in the fire? I asked a question too soon. How many of you been in the fire? How many of you are in the fire now? Let me tell you, whatever you don't like about yourself and you can feel the fire of Jesus, put it in the fire. Whatever changes you need to make and you can't make them by yourself, put it over in the fire of Jesus. Whenever you're trying to go from point A to point B and you don't know how to get there, put yourself in the fire. Somebody say, fire changes everything. Tell your neighbor again, fire changes everything. In the scriptures, when they came out of the fire,
all right,
the naysayers looked at their God,
all right,
in a totally different way.
All right.
They went in the fire saying, I don't know if he will,
uh-huh,
but my God is able.
But he's able.
Is your God able to take you through the fire? Do you serve a God that's able to take you through the fire? Is your God hotter than the fire you in?
Yes.
Is your God a deliverer today?
Yes.
Is your God a savior today?
Yes.
Is your God a healer today? Then you need to know, doesn't matter how hot your fire is, you got to make the decree, I'm coming out of this fire. Is anybody coming out? I preach this better at home.
Doing great, Pastor. Go right ahead.
I can see the Hebrew boys coming down out the fire. How you like me now?
Yeah.
Yeah. How you like me now? See, when the Lord put a change in your life, go back to your old neighborhood. How you like me now? Got in some of them bad relationships.
Yeah.
They said you ain't gonna be nothing. Now you walk by them and say, hey, how you like me now? Yeah. Used to sit by the telephone. Now when you call, I ain't even home. How you like me now? Yeah. Used to be on a diet. All you wanted to bring me was ice cream and cake. You wanted me to be bigger than the house. Now I'm fine as wine. How you like me now? Come on now. How you like me now? You used to pass by me when I was on a bus stop. Now I'm driving in my car. Pass by you now. How you like me now? Oh, yeah. How you like me now? Why? Because the Lord took me through the fire and I came out better. And just like the Hebrews, I don't smell like smoke. Sniff the air. Do you smell any smoke? But somebody I'm looking at right now is in the middle of a fire. Somebody I'm looking at right now is in the middle of preparation. Somebody I'm looking at right now is on the way to a promotion. So what am I saying? If Jesus is in the fire with you, don't worry about the fire. If you took the Lord in the furnace with you, don't worry about the fire. Don't worry about the fire. Church, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Don't be afraid because it's hot. It's a furnace. But I came to tell you, as my God would say, not a hair on your head is going to be singed. Even if all your clothes get burned up, he has a wardrobe you ain't never seen before. Even if your whole family walk away from you, he got another family that's going to wrap their arms around you and give you more love than you ever imagined. Tell him it's all in the fire. Tell your neighbor it's all in the fire. So that's the Hebrew boy. Came out as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came out.
All right.
Then you need to look and tell yourself, this is just a process that I have to go through. I'm being prepared for an office higher than this. I'm being prepared for a place that's better than this. I'm on my way to a promotion, and this is a process. Child of God, don't get stuck like Chuck where you are. But keep your eyes toward the hills from which cometh your help. A deacon wearing the choir saying, all of your help will come from the Lord. I need to take a poll this morning. See, y'all sitting on me like I'm talking Greek.
Preach, Pastor.
But the Hebrew boys, somebody was jealous of them.
Right.
And made their road hard.
All right.
But they took it.
Took it in.
Child of God, our road's going to get rough from here. I need to know who's going to take it with me. We're going to get talked about from here.
Come on.
But I need to know who can see, who can be talked about. Who can take a licking and keep on ticking. That's the process we have to go through. And then we have to be prepared. We're talking about doing a building. We're talking about going through a revival.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, you got to make up your mind right now. I don't care how hard it gets. I'm going to trod this road until there ain't no more road to trod. I'm going to stick my sword in the sand of time until there ain't no more time. And I ain't got no more sword because I'm being prepared. And then there's a promotion. Deacon Fraser is in training as a deacon. But everybody I'm looking at right now is in training. If you want something better, you want to say glory. If you want to go higher, you want to say glory. And if you expect God to open the doors of heaven, you want to say glory. Because when you give him praise, he opens those doors. When you give him praise, he opens the window. When you give him praise.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When you give him praise.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated. And as I go to my seat, I'll give you the 3 points one more time. Whatever you lose in the fire, point one, it was just a process. Whenever you go through the fire, after your process, you're being prepared. And last but not least, you're being prepared for a promotion. If you can't stand the heat, get your happy self out of the kitchen. Because this is the boiler room. And God is raising us up. He's raising us up. And it's going to take some fire to burn up all that mess. Jealousy got to burn up. Hatred got to go burn up. Lying got to burn up. Envy got to burn up. Stingy got to burn up. Self-centered got to burn up. Conceited got to burn up. It's got to be burned up so we can go up in the heavenlies today. What are the three P's? What are the three P's? Are you going with me, St. John? Are you going with me, St. John? It's going to get rough. Can you stand it? It's going to get hot. Can you stand it? It's going to be tall. Can you stand it? And let this be the last time we talk about things we lost in the fire. All right. Because as a child of God, when you go through the fire, you don't lose nothing, but you come out on the increase.
Hallelujah!
You come out with more than what you went in for.
Yes,
you come out with life and life more abundantly.
Yes,
so as children of God, we don't lose nothing, but we come out better because of the fire. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a hand praise today.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a hand praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Years ago, we used to sing this song that I'm just holding on. Holding on. And I won't let go of my faith. Your son just looked at me like I was crazy. He forgot this is my third time here. I've been here before. And I said it because as children of God, you got to hold on. What we did last Sunday in the Lord was good. But we're going to do better than that.
Amen.
That was just an opening. That was an opening. Amen. The doors of the church are open. You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. See that? We ain't got no fire. We ain't moved yet.